Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great idea, 855-99-37569. Ellie, do call us back. We're talking with Stacy, who's had some great neighbors that they became very close to. When you said you traveled together, can you be more specific about that?
We did 40th birthday celebrations, like in Las Vegas together. I renewed my 10-year vows with my husband with them. Lots of Cedar Point trips with the children, lots of trips with the children that are local. But to be honest, where my husband and I are at, since we've gotten to know them so well through all those trips, is we're not even looking to be, we kind of an adult friendship because, like I said, what we thought we had, and over time we could see progressing, hey, this person's not who I once thought she was, and same with him. More him for the aggression. He gets very angry easily, which we never saw until we started traveling. Her with the lies, which, again, I didn't know until we became close. So we feel for the adult, it's healthiest to not become a part of that anymore. But I don't want it to affect mainly my 7.5-year-old who is in the same grade as the one across the street. I don't want anything to affect her.
Well, I mean, first of all, that's an unrealistic kind of hope. I mean,
I know.
The world is going to affect her, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. In the 10 months that you've been estranged from them, how have the 7.5-year-olds interacted with each other?
Well, luckily, it's been winter, so they would get off the bus and pretty much hop in the car to get home. And now that the snow has melted and everybody's starting to go outside again, now what's happening is they're sitting at the end of the driveway, like, yelling to each other, ask your mom if you can come over and play. Ask your mom if you can go over and play.
So, look, realistically, Stacey, let's look what you got here. You don't want to hang out with them because you feel that they're not who you thought. They don't want to hang out with you because they can't afford to. I mean, on whatever level. And that's why she lies, and that's why he gets unhappy, is that his earning capacity may be part of the issue in their marriage. And so he may say, well, you know, we just can't afford it, and she may say, well, if you work harder, got a different job, and this may be an old issue that's only exacerbated by their competition with you, not created. I mean, it sounds like you trying to make overtures to them is not going to work any more than them actually making overtures to you, because if they called you up tomorrow and said, okay, let's all bygones be bygones, why don't we go to Las Vegas together, you'd say no.
Right.
So realistically, and they're not stupid, trying to revive a friendship is a waste of everybody's time, because you're not interested and they're not interested, maybe for different reasons, but the lack of interest is the only thing that sort of unites you at this moment, which means you stay apart from each other. In terms of the kids, they'll sort it out. Kids have revolving friendships all the time, and the 7-year-olds seem like they're working it out anyway, that they'll sort of go and yell at the mothers, and the mothers will say yes or no, and the kids will nag the moms until they say it's okay. I'd probably adopt stupid and cheerful. I'd probably just pretend the whole thing never happened, and Sarah wants Sally to come over today, that's fine with me if it's okay with you. Or Sally said that you invited her over, is that okay? And the kids will work it out, because they're already working it out. And if one of them moved away, that they'd work it out. I mean, and saying you're doing it for the kids, I mean, it sounds like you may miss her. But realistically, I would just be stupid and cheerful. I would neither try to reignite the original relationship, because I think it's beyond salvation at this moment. And none of the four of you really have much of an interest in it. And you may become acquaintances as time goes on, which is just fine. And the way to do that is just to be stupid and cheerful. Let the kids work out whatever they want to work out. Because 7.5-year-olds will have differing friendships anyway. If one goes away to camp, they're going to make friendships at camp. if one has a cousin that comes and stays, or that somebody else moves in next door, or that they get a new best friend. These things happen. Let the kids work it out on their own. They'll do okay.
What if I'm not comfortable with her going over there because of the way she acts?
Why would you be uncomfortable? Do you feel that the mother or father presents any threat to your daughter?
Not threat, but the opposite. I feel like if she were to get hurt, he'd shrug your shoulder and say, she shouldn't have done that, and walk away, because that's the person we've gotten to know.
You really think if your daughter fell down and hurt herself that she'd just walk away and say tough?
Not her, but him. I do.
Well, first of all, is he home during the day?
It's usually in the evenings that they'll have play dates, and he does come home from work, yeah.
You need to look at that carefully, because that would imply somebody completely different. I mean, it's one thing for him to be angry because he's getting pressure from his wife about keeping up with you guys. It's another to suggest that he'd put your daughter in any kind of jeopardy. Look, if she just falls down and hurts herself, presumably you're across the street, she'd come home anyway. And to suggest that anybody would let a child be in any kind of imminent danger, I think you have to look very carefully at that.
Yeah, there's an aggressive side we didn't know existed, though, until we got
Well, but do you think he'd hurt? Do you think he'd hurt your kid?
He purposely hurt people. He's been sued for doing that. We didn't know any of this stuff until.
But were they children?
These are situations they were adults, but I don't know if there's ever. I wouldn't know if there's ever been children. I hope to God there's never been children.
What are the situations in which he's been sued for hurting somebody else?
One was a work situation coming out the door. He got sued for slamming the door on a female, and he got fired. He was proud to tell us not that long ago that he had road rage on the road and took an apple out of his lunch and went up to the person whose window was down and chucked it as hard as he could through the window to slam him in the head.
Sounds like stupid more than anything else.
And there's a lot of stupid going on here.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah. I don't know. And his mother, I don't, that's actually part of my question to you. And I guess I'd never want to let my daughter in a situation where something could happen. I would look back and regret it.
Well, if you want your daughter to never be in a situation where something could happen, you better keep her in the house. And then I think you're kidding yourself. And I think there's something else going on here, because that's just not a sensible thing to say. And homeschooling your kids doesn't keep them safe. I mean, look, you don't like this guy, and he hurts your feelings. But that's you're the one who's saying, why are we taking this out on the kids? And the person who's taking it on the kids at this moment is you, honey.
Well, we've tried to reach out to talk with them, but they won't talk.
We've already agreed that the adults have nothing to say to each other.
Right.
That they feel inferior to you, they feel that you look down your nose at them, and hence she lies, and he gets unhappy about it because he feels that his is smaller. So we already figured that out. But you're the one who said to me at the beginning of this phone call, I don't want the kids to be affected, and the only person who's affecting the kids that I can understand is you. You're saying your daughter can't go over there and play.
Well, she's saying her daughter can't come over here and play.
That's... Stacey, you can only take responsibility for your own behavior. And just as your mom said, two wrongs, two nasty neighbors don't make a nice neighbor. So that if your daughter doesn't feel under any particular threat, that there's no obvious threat there, and I think a door getting slammed is not, I mean, it's unfortunate, but to make that the basis, he slammed a door and so my kid can't go over there and play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, let those among us who've never slammed a door sort of take that stance. I think you have to think this through a lot more carefully than you have. You don't want to have anything to do with them. That's fine. They don't really want to have anything to do with you. You're the one who said it shouldn't affect the kids, and you're the one who's letting it affect the kids. So think it through.
So let the kids play over there.
Well, I mean, as you should point out, the kids are going to be playing outside. It's summer.
Usually lasts for like 10 minutes, and then they're in someone's house. I mean, kids these days, it's like we're constantly kicking them back out.
If your kid feels under any threat at all, I guarantee you she's going to come home. Mm-hmm. You need to think through whether this is a real threat or you're getting even with them for something, because that seems to me to be what's really fueling this relationship. The adults should stay away from each other. The kids will be fine.
Okay, thank you.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All righty. Thank you, Judy. All righty. So there's one play to review for you and a bunch that are preview of coming attractions. The play to review for you is The Heidi Chronicles, which is Wendy Wasserstein's play from, I think, 1986 that won lots of awards. It won the Pulitzer, I think, and it won the Tony and all sorts of things. and originally starred Joan Allen. This one has Elizabeth Moss, Jason Biggs, and Bryce Pinkham. I was really interested in seeing this because I saw it originally, and I think I did. I'm not sure I actually saw the original production of it. I had done some TV with Wendy, so I knew about the play. I guess I didn't see it. And I remembered the Joan Allen portrayal because I don't think anybody knew who Joan Allen was at that point, 25 or so years ago. But I remember her thinking that she was the perfect protagonist in that she went through all these things in the women's movement, including, and the play goes back and forth between 1989 and the earliest date is 1965, where she is a high school girl dealing with a friend who's trying to attract a guy who can both smoke a cigarette and do the twist at the same time, and that's viewed as incredibly cool. And then she goes to the women's movement, and then she goes through working for Jean McCarthy and meeting a guy and then meeting a best friend and all sorts of things. And it's in two acts and it goes between, as I said, 1989 and the early 60s. And I remember thinking Joan Allen was perfect because, first of all, she was kind of attractive in a... It wasn't even an ambiguous kind of way, she wasn't particularly sexy. She was just very smart and a great wit and attractive, and she was almost asexual when I saw her. I remember thinking that the reason that she had a hard time relating to everybody was that she was just smarter than everybody in the room. This one, Elizabeth Moss, is really the polar opposite of it. She plays Heidi as if she is more insecure than everybody in the room. And the reason that she's insecure is that her emotions are just so raw. And as far as I was concerned, I mean, having seen Joan Allen, the play didn't make much sense to me on that basis. So part of it depends on how much you're going to like this rendition, this revision of it, on how much you like Elizabeth Moss in portrayal of a woman who is sort of out of control because of her emotions and estranged from everybody because she just she doesn't really like anybody. She doesn't really like herself very much, but she's just too emotional as opposed to too smart. The guys, it took a while to get used to Jason Biggs because he's an interesting guy, but you know, I don't think Broadway is his usual sort of haunting grounds. Bryce Pinkham, on the other hand, as Peter Petrone, really steals the show out from underneath everybody. And as somebody said, this is more it's less about the women's movement and more about women's friendship with gay men, which I would not disagree with, which is not what I got out of it the first time, but it's what I think will walk away this time. The Tracy Chimmel, who plays, has been in a whole bunch of stuff, plays multiple roles in this, as does everybody else. And I think she would have been much better cast, even though she's not the big name that Elizabeth Moss is, as Heidi would have worked much better. She played at Harvey, Arenas Val, Bad Jews. She was wonderful in Bad Jews. I mean, she's a terrific actress and really does have that combination of intellect and vulnerability that I think is really necessary to the part, as opposed to vulnerability and emotions. The person I took to the play sort of was less unenamored, disappointed in Elizabeth Moss than I was. But his comment in the second act was she just fades away, that you don't have a sense of her anymore. The play is amazingly modern. It really does hold up, considering that it was 1990 is what, 25 years ago. But it really does hold up well. As I said, I have more of a problem with the casting than anything else. But you'll go and decide on your own. And the play certainly is still relevant about women and what they can have and what they can't have, and the mistakes they make and the friendships they make or don't make. Some upcoming plays, there's a lot of stuff upcoming. Skylight with Bill Nighy and Carey Mulligan. Hand to God, which is, as someone said, no big stars, no revivals, but it's supposed to be terrific. So we're I'm going to see that as well. Gigi is coming back with Vanessa Hudgens, Victoria Clark. Wolf Hall Part 1s and 2, which my theater friends are the most excited about this. This is Thomas Cromwell and Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn in two plays, and they do two plays. You can do them on the same day or in different days. An American in Paris, Finding Neverland. I mean, we've got some really great stuff coming up. The King and I. Oh, yeah. Kelly O'Hara and Ken Watanabe. It Should Have Been You, Tyne Daly. Fun Home, which I saw down at the Public last year, is wonderful. It's moving to Broadway with some of the original cast. Living on Love, Renee Fleming, Doug Sills, a celebrated diva, husband becomes enamored with a lovely young lady, hired to ghostwrite a fictional autobiography. She retaliates by hiring a young scribe. There we go. Anna Chomsky is in this. Dr. Zhivago, how could we forget Dr. Zhivago? Nobody that I know in the cast, but we all know the story, so that'll be great. The clothes should be good. Something Rotten, Brian D'Arcy James is going to be back on Broadway. Everybody's looking forward to that. Airline Highway, I don't know anything about, but doesn't open. Well, actually, it does open fairly soon. I have to see what's going on about that. The Visit with Cheetah Rivera, Roger Rees, that's going to be a big one, too. That opens in late April. An Act of God with Jim Parsons should be good. Joe Mantella directing. There we go. The Almighty and His Devoted Angels answer some of the deepest questions that have plagued mankind since creation. He's finally arrived to set the record straight, and he's not holding back. So lots of really interesting stuff coming up, all of which I will cover for you and put on my website, so you can go and see when you come to New York what you want to see. And make sure that if you're coming that you either look for the tickets ahead of time, or you can go to TKTS on day of, both of which have their own. If you're sure you want to see something, you're probably best off to go ahead and see about getting the tickets, even though you're going to pay a little bit more for them. TKTS is a day of, and it's their half price plus a service charge. If there's so much to see right now, that may be a perfectly reasonable kind of gamble right now. And Hamilton, as I mentioned, at the Public Theater is wonderful. All right, so lots to see. Stay tuned. If you've got a question, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-99-37569. All right, here are some sort of nasty stories that I assume are serious, right? This would be nice if they were joke stories, but I don't think they are.
Okay.
The IRS is ignoring 60% of taxpayers' phone calls as deadline looms. Well, now, what does ignoring mean in this particular context?
If people are calling and nobody's
answering,
I don't know.
That they don't pick up, they're not picking up any phone calls, or that the phone calls are so, there's so many of them that they can't pick them all up.
Maybe people are just being put on hold. Maybe it's like an automated system and people are...
Well, that's it. All right, I got a thing from the IRS this week that said that they changed my address. This is an issue because... That means I usually don't get refunds. If I get a refund, I just apply it to next year. So it doesn't, in theory, mean I'd get a check back. But I wouldn't know. I mean, that if there's a problem or there's a penalty or whatever. And the point is, if it doesn't come to me, I don't know who it's going to. So obviously, they said call this number, and I was on hold for 25 minutes. But given the fact that I'm on hold routinely with the airlines for 45 minutes, that it seemed to me that the IRS, it was a worthwhile person to talk to. And she was very nice when I got a hold of her. And this person keeps coming on and saying, we're sorry for the inconvenience. We're receiving an unusual amount of phone calls, which you know is a big fib because everybody says it all the time. So I don't know what that means. I don't know.
And we already know sorry for the inconvenience is like the last thing that Dr.
Yeah,
Roy
that anybody
Brown
wants to hear. It just makes you want to spit nails at them. So and when I talked with the woman, she gave me her confirmation number, and she gave me her name. She couldn't have been nicer. So, you know, I don't know if that, you know, I don't know exactly what that means. But, that seems, I'll tell you some of the other stories that hopefully are jokes. Gina, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling. I want to know how can I help my sister. She's in a very, very bad relationship. She's been in it a long time. But it just seems to be getting so terrible. Calls me and gives me all this, you know, what's going on. Makes me feel so bad.
Let me get a little information from you. How old's your sister?
She's in her 70s. She's about 73.
Okay, how old are you?
I am 67.
Okay, who's the relationship with?
She's been with this person, man, they have a daughter that's about 48. So they've been together a long time, and they are not married, but they've been together, and they've lived together a good 30 or more years.
Well, if the daughter's 48, they probably lived together like 50 years.
They really weren't living together, in her early years, but they got together later on and started living together.
Okay, how long has she been living with him?
I would say, like I said, about 30, 35 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it awful from your point of view?
Well, she says that he does it for the household, the running of the household. It's only the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
He says he pays nothing. He doesn't buy any groceries. He doesn't pay the light bill, the water bill, the telephone, cable, nothing. She pays all of that every month. And they're both retired, but I'm pretty sure that he has a larger retirement, you know, than she does. So it's probably put her pretty, you know, scraping to the bottom, whereas he only pays like the household insurance of the house and the taxes for the houses, and I'm sure that's much less than what she's paying. And I was trying to tell her how they should pool their money together, like you said, see who mm-hmm. has the biggest income. That person would take a little more of the responsibility, but she said he won't hear that at all.
Miserable. Do they live, is the house one of theirs, or is it rented? What's the story with the house?
The house, I'm thinking the house is paid for. I know they were buying it. I think it's paid for.
Did they buy it together?
Their names are both on the deed.
Do you know who paid the down payment on it?
No, I kind of don't. It's probably combined.
Well, it sounds like he may have, especially if he's paying the insurance. I'd be curious just to hear what I don't know what the insurance costs on it. They may look. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That she complains to you about it. Here's mm-hmm. the scenario. She picks up the phone and says, "Gina, I can't believe it. He's so cheap. You know, he never takes me any place." And you say, I listen to Brown, and she says that you should sort of figure out what your incomes are and then divide all the household bills in the same. And she says, "No, he's not going to do that." So she hangs up the phone. She feels better. You feel worse.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. So the deal is, if she was that unhappy, she'd do something about it, right? She'd either say to him, "Look, I need some money from you," or I want to sell my part of the house if both of their names is on the deed, or whatever. So she's not thrilled, but she's not unhappy enough to do something about it. So the deal I would make with her is, darling, I love you. I will talk with you about anything except George and his penny-pinching ways, because it makes me crazy. It makes me unhappy with you because you don't change anything about it. It makes me furious with him, and then you get mad at me because I'm rude to him or I don't want to spend the holidays with him. So I'll make you a deal. I will talk with you about anything with him, and you can't talk with. So you can't talk, and she's going to get teary eyed, and she's going to say, "But Gina, there's nobody else I can talk to about this." And you can say, "You can come and stay with me. You can. I'll pay for your, you to talk with a marriage counselor or a therapist." But what you're doing is making me miserable, and nothing's changing, and I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to keep you in a situation that feels terrible. So either it will feel terrible enough that you'll do something about it, or we can talk about something else. At least I won't worry about it all the time, and I won't drive you crazy, because it's not making you happy when I say, why don't you do this, and you're not going to do it. So let's just agree that this is not profitable for either of us. So if you decide you want to come and live with me, if you want me to help you find a lawyer, if you want me to help you find a therapist, I will do any of that. But I will not hear you complain about George anymore, because it makes me miserable. It makes you miserable. It doesn't change the situation. And I don't want to be in a situation that where you feel like I'm nagging you all the time or don't like the man you're with. Because you can't do anything about this, Gina. And she's not really asking for your help. She's just asking for your commiseration. And if you could do that and it didn't hurt your stomach, that would be one thing. But it clearly does hurt your stomach, number one. And number two, that's not what you're offering her. You're offering her solutions. And she doesn't want a solution. She knows the solutions as well as you do.
Oh, I kind of see her as a person who's kind of afraid to make a big step. You know?
Well, but honey, but you're not helping her do it at all. You're just giving her somebody to argue with that she knows.
Okay.
And she okay. Look, she may not do it. Her deal, Gina, is he may be chintzy, but he's my chintzy. You know, he's my skin flint. He's with me. He does pay part of the expenses. I don't have to be alone. So whatever deal she's made, it's good enough, or she'd do something else about it.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of thought you'd say that, but, I wanted to see if I could help her out, but...
Well, but you can help her out by telling her you're not going to listen to this anymore, because that will either make her more unhappy and she'll do something about it, or at least she won't be complaining to you and you won't be unhappy, because what you're doing now isn't making anybody happy. It's not making you happy, not making her happy, not changing the situation at all. So you've got a situation where everybody's losing. You don't want to play that game anymore. So I would put my arms around her. I would tell her how much you love her, take her to a movie, take her out for dinner, but tell her that you're not going to do this anymore.
Okay.
And the good news for her is that you're not going to blame, you're not going to suggest anything to her. You're not going to nag her anymore. And that's going to feel good to her.
So she really doesn't want anything from me when she tells me all of this. She doesn't want me to try to figure
it out. Well, no, I think what she
her.
Wants from you is to say, oh, you poor thing.
Oh, I can do that.
Well, but I'm not sure that does much good for you either. It's still going to hurt your stomach, and you're still going to dislike him, and you're still going to think she's a wimp. So I don't think that's profitable for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the deal needs to be line in the sand. You can talk with me about anything but him, because I dislike him. Then you get mad at me because I don't like him. I tell you what you should do. You don't want to hear that. You don't do anything about it. So I get irritated with you. So all the way around, it's a bad situation. So let's stop doing that. I'm your sister. I love you. Let's talk about movies or the weather.
Okay.
Or politics or something.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
It'll make you feel better, I promise, Gina.
I think it will, too. I think so, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. yourself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so in the spirit of the holiday, that would be April Fool's Day, which I'm going to stay away from forever from now on. I just thought that's how we started the program, that's how we'll end the program. Everything in between was real. But, all right, there is some folks in... I'm just trying to remember where it actually, what state it was actually in. Let's see what it says. It doesn't say where it was. New Zealand. There we go. All right. So they put an ad in the paper. Car dealership put an ad in the paper that said, bring in your old car, any car, and the first person in will give you a brand new BMW. All right, the first person in was a woman whose name is Tiana Marsh, and she showed up at the dealership, and the first person who took their car on a front page coupon to the dealership, and the guy up front said she had a 15-year-old Nissan Avenir, and the BMW is worth $50,000. She showed up at the dealership at 5:30 in the morning, And the sales manager basically, they had hired security guards in case there was a riot. But most people just figured it was an April Fool's joke. So when she showed up, he just acted dumb. She said, "I'm here for the Herald competition." He said, "I know nothing about it." She asked for Tom, and she got the car. She was not at all sad to let go of her 15-year-old station wagon. He said there didn't seem to be any emotional attachment to that car whatsoever.
Right.
"This year's efforts are most audacious and elaborate yet, is one we're particularly proud of, as we believe this reverse April Fool's joke to be a world first, especially giving away a brand new car," said BMW spokesman Ed Finn. "The ad was intentionally vague and definitely appeared too good to be true, but in this case we wanted to turn the tables and reward the first person who was willing to take the chance." So there you go. If you're willing to be to look foolish, $50,000 worth of car. This is the opposite side of the coin. A woman stabbed her boyfriend for eating all of the salsa.
Wow.
Okay. This is a scary story. This was part of the interview that I did this morning. I didn't directly reference it, but we're talking about the difference of the difficulty of social media. Facebook is accused of tracking all users, even if they delete their accounts and ask not to be followed. You think?
Boy.
This is a story that, you know, is worthy of April Fool's Day. A guy who is in jail in Britain somehow got a hold of a cell phone, which you're not allowed to have in prison, and he set up a fake website that looked exactly like the parole boards, sent the prison he was in a letter that said he was eligible for bail. They bailed him out, and he walked away. And after this, yeah. I mean, think about how ingenious that was and how smart it was. Yeah. He just changed, apparently it's called typo squatting, where you just change one letter in the email address, and it won't bounce back. It just looks similar to the account. And so then he got cold feet after a couple of days and went and told his lawyer, so he's back in prison. So, I don't know what that means. Here's another sort of hope. This would be nice if it was an April Fool's joke. I don't think it is. An Uber driver drove a woman to the airport, then went back to rob her home.
Golly.
I mean, that never even occurred to me. I mean, if your Uber driver picks you up at your house, they know where you live.
Yeah.
And they know that you're going to the airport.
See, I wouldn't even use, if I'm gonna use Uber, I'm not gonna have them pick me up at my house.
That never even occurred to me.
Like I just wouldn't do it.
Well, see, you're smarter. A little paranoia probably goes a long way.
Yeah.
All right. There's a new study out. This is not an April Fool's joke, but it's going to get some serious grief. That did a study about time spent with your kids, and one of the things I've maintained is that kids don't care about quality time. They don't even care about quantity time. They just want you there all the time. You know, mm-hmm. Kids don't care about what you want. They care about what they want. I mean, That's how they survive, is that they're very self-involved. So they did this study, and it turns out that there is no difference between on performance levels, on all sorts of criteria for how much time people spend with their kids. And if you think about it, that's kind of logical, because time spent with your kid can be just time in the same room. So if, for example, you're talking on your cell phone, really, and your kid is coloring or something, that counts in theory of time with your kid, but it's really not. And it turns out that focusing on your kid is what matters, not the time spent, which is what people have maintained for a long time. But I'm not sure kids believe that one way or the other anyway. So that's one of those things that's going to cause a bit more controversy. And then we have poverty linked to smaller brains in children. That's going to be an iffy thing. I mean, the malnutrition that poverty is such a complex issue, and the issue is more likely nutrition than anything else. All right, and basically the final sort of, I suppose, I don't think it's a joke, is how to be less irritated with your spouse. And the idea being that that basically when they irritate you, you have to understand that you may be able to change your perspective more than their behavior. Like, duh. listen to how you talk to them, which is what I say all the time, is ask yourself, if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, how would I respond? Don't, if you've said something five times, the sixth time's not going to be any more effective. Basically, look for reasons that your spouse may be irritating the daylights out of you, as opposed to assuming that they're doing it on purpose. Make a contract, which I suggest all the time, of saying, okay, I'll do this if you'll do this, or more likely, I'll do this for you if you'll do this for me. And understand that there are some issues. You know, I think more than all of these steps of negotiation is the idea of just deciding, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, that you begin looking for reasons to appreciate your spouse, whether it's the fact that they come home every night, even though they may come home late, but they come home every night, or that they're really good with the kids, or that they have the same sense of humor that you have, of looking for things to be happy with your spouse about as opposed to being unhappy with your spouse about. And I've now certainly learned my lesson, which is, when in doubt, ignore April Fool's Day completely if you have a call-in talk show that requires people to call and take you seriously and take themselves seriously. Now, there are those among you who should have said, well, gee, how come I didn't figure this out before? And I actually had, but every once in a while you think, well, maybe. So we've now certainly put that question to bed for the ages, if you ever have any questions. As I said, I kind of learned the lesson when I suggested that people should put their frozen turkey in the oven for 30 days at 100 degrees, which was the same as 10 hours at 300 degrees. Of course it's not. Even I know that. Remember, I'm an engineer under what used to be called my psychology hat. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.